So what's going on? Any news to report?
Not really.
No? Nothing new in your world?
Nope. Same old, same old.
Did you go out and learn anything new yesterday?
Kinda.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you learn?
I learned how to, if you're in an elevator with someone, how to, and you don't feel comfortable with them, how to, you know, keep them from attacking you.
How do you do that?
Well, you can either get off on the nearest floor that you can.
Okay.
You can start twitching. They think you're just weird.
All right.
You can stare at their no-no special place, and it makes them feel uncomfortable.
And you do this to do what now?
Because, like, if you have a feeling they might attack you.
So you have a feeling they might attack you, so you stare at their crotch?
Yeah.
How's that going to stop them from... Won't they just think you're coming on to them?
It's supposed to make them feel uncomfortable.
Where'd you learn this mess at?
The courthouse. Some lady went to a conference and heard about it.
That's
what they were talking about.
Have you ever found yourself in that situation?
No.
I mean, obviously, you're constantly staring at groins, but... you know, as far as being in an elevator, that's a pretty specific situation, isn't it?
Yeah. But you never know.
So you're going to go ride elevators for the next couple weeks to see if you can test some of this info out, or...
No, I figure I'll keep it in my memory bank.
Who put this conference on? What?
I don't know. She was just telling us about it because we were talking about that girl in Kansas City that got kidnapped.
Yeah?
And how to avoid being kidnapped. Because we said that
stare at someone's groin.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great advice. I'd say have a thing of mace and have your finger on it at all times.
I think the twitching thing is good. Because they'd just be like, wow,
yeah,
they're messed up. I'm not going to mess with them.
That's a good point. I don't need anybody flopping around on me. All right. Well, this was a tasteful discussion to have. Thanks.
You're welcome.